USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Consumer sentiment remains low, with inflation being a top concern for consumers. That's according to a report from the University of Michigan. Although the final reading for July edged up slightly from its all-time low in June, it's still the second lowest reading on record. This as the Fed is hiking interest rates and we're technically now in a recession. Kentucky's governor says the death toll from flooding is now up to 16. Hindman Mayor Tracy Neese describes the damage.
I've lived here for 56 years, and this is the largest water I've ever seen in the city of Hindman.
Governor Beshear saying he believes more people have died in the storm as well. Homes were washed away, and floodwaters also took out roads and bridges. President Biden with nothing on his public schedule Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Amplitude Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.